This is a download from the BBC. For more information about this and other downloads from School Radio, go to bbc.co.uk/schoolradio.
Yo ho ho, me hearties! Nigel here.
And Suki.
Today, we're on Golden Island, searching for treasure.
Hooray!
Last time, we arrived at the mouth of an enormous cave.
This is the home of the golden treasure. Enter if you dare.
We're standing at the entrance of the cave. Listen carefully, then be ready to say what you can hear. There's water dripping from the roof. And a stream trickling through the cave. Come on, Suki, let's go in.
It's really dark.
Ooh, yes.
Look, there's something in the corner. It's an old box.
Made of wood.
It's the treasure chest.
Yeah, we found it.
Oh, Nigel. Look on the wall.
What?
It's a skull and crossbones.
A skull and crossbones? Pirates!
Do you think they're around here?
I can't see any. I expect they left a long time ago.
Oh, fierce pirates. Oh, bad pirates.
Gwar! Walk the plank!
You know, I think it's time for a pirate song. Listen, everyone.
When I was one, I sucked my thumb the day I went to sea. I jumped aboard a pirate ship and the captain said to me, we're going this way, that way, forwards and backwards over the Irish Sea. We're going this way, that way, forwards and backwards, that's the life for me.
The pirates in this song do lots of funny things, don't they?
They do! So everyone, let's sing the first verse. Ready? Great! And now for the really fun part, the chorus. So, ready to sing? Ready? And
we're going this way, that way, forwards and backwards over the Irish Sea. We're going this way, that way, forwards and backwards, that's the life for me.
Great! Come on now, Suki. You take one end of the chest and I'll take the other. Oh, that's it. We don't want to hang around in this cave too long, do we? Listen now as we sing verse 2 and join in with the chorus.
When I was 2, I buckled my shoe the day I went to sea. I jumped aboard a pirate ship and the captain said to me, we're going this way, that way, forwards and backwards over the Irish Sea. We're going this way, that way, forwards and backwards, that's the life for me.
Verse 2 is almost the same as verse 1, It's just the first line that's different.
When I was two, I buckled my shoe.
That's right. Now, let's sing all of verse two and go on to sing the chorus. Ready? Okay, Suki.
Yes.
Right, let's put the treasure chest in the rowing boat. Heave! That's it. Now, I'll take one oar.
Oh, and I'll take the other.
Back we go up the Golden River.
Watch out for the crocodile.
Listen to verse three.
When I was three, I cut my knee the day I went to sea. I jumped aboard a pirate ship and the captain said to me.
The rhythm of the first line is different again. We're not singing, buckled my shoe. We're singing a slower rhythm.
Cut my knee.
Yes, ow. Let's all sing verse three now. Ready? And then it's the chorus again.
Look, Nigel, look, look, look! There's the Jolly Jack! Can you see it?
Oh, yes! It's out at sea waiting for us.
Hello!
While we get ready to row back to the Jolly Jack, listen to the last part of our story, The Golden Crab. Last time, poor Princess Rose was heartbroken. Where had her husband gone? Let's find out.
Rose missed Hans the Golden Crab very much indeed. Every day she wept and refused to leave her room. She wouldn't even eat apples from the tree she'd so enjoyed with him. Everyone was very worried, and when news reached the fisherman in his little cottage by the sea, he decided to go and look for the crab.
If I can find it and bring it back, Princess Rose will be happy again, he told his wife.
Off the fisherman went, climbing over mountains and passing through forests, but he couldn't find the golden crab anywhere. Then one day he stopped by a stream to rest and eat his lunch, when suddenly a huge raven flew down from the trees and tore his food from his hand with its claws.
Oi, bring my lunch back, cried the fisherman.
He chased after the raven through the trees until he reached a rock face with a tunnel and an open door.
Oh, perhaps it flew inside, he thought nervously.
The fisherman went through the doorway and climbed down a stone staircase. When he reached the bottom, he realized he was inside a magnificent palace full of golden furniture and marble statues. In the middle was a large stone table with 12 thrones round it. Then the fisherman heard the sound of flapping wings and he hid behind a statue and watched as 12 ravens flew into the chamber and sat down, one on each of the thrones. By now, it was nearly sunset. As the last rays of sunlight disappeared, the ravens turned into princes with gold crowns on their heads. And the fisherman recognized Hans, the golden crab, straight away.
Hans, he cried, I've been looking everywhere for you. Why did you leave Princess Rose?
The witch that cast the wicked spell on us was very angry, he replied. She turned me and my brothers from golden crabs into ravens and told us the spell will last forever. Rose won't love me anymore. Not now that I've got a big beak and a horrid squawk.
I want her to forget all about me.
The fisherman headed home feeling excited. He knew that Rose would never forget about Hans and that she'd always love him. When he got to the castle, he rushed to tell her the news.
I don't care if he's a crab or a raven, she cried with joy. Can you take me to him right now?
When they got to the palace, they hid behind the statue and waited until the 12 ravens flew in and sat at their thrones. The moment they turned into princes, Rose rushed out and gave Hans a big hug.
I'm so sorry I revealed your secret, she cried. But I will always love you, even if you have to become a raven by day forever.
And I will always love you too, replied Hans. I'm sorry I ran away from you.
Rose and Hans spent the whole night talking and laughing.
They were so happy they forgot all about the time until the sun was rising in the sky outside. Suddenly Rose realized what had happened. Look, it's morning and you haven't turned into a raven, she cried. Maybe the spell has been broken.
When they saw Hans's brothers with big smiles on their faces, they knew it was true.
Hooray! Your love for each other is stronger than the spell, they cried. Now we can be princes forever.
When Hans and Rose returned to the castle, the king and queen were delighted.
Oh, what did I tell you? Said the king. He was a proper prince in disguise all along. And he's much more handsome than Prince Rupert, sighed the queen.
Rose and Hans were finally married and were happy. And when Hans's 11 brothers were married to Rose's 11 sisters, they were even happier still.
Ah, all's well that ends well, said the fisherman to his wife. I wonder if I'll be lucky enough to catch another golden crab.
I'm glad that the spell was broken and that Rose and Hans lived happily ever after. Ah, I've loved our adventure on Golden Island.
Ooh, the captain's waving at us, Nigel. Oh, he's jumping up and down, cooey. Oh, and pointing at something.
Ooh, we'd better row back then. Oh, look. Here's our friend Parrot.
Oh, perhaps he's come to say goodbye. Yes. Yes. Wow, really? Oh.
What's he saying, Suki?
That we'd better get off the island quickly.
Why? Quick, Suki! Get in the boat! Row!
Faster!
I'm going as fast as I can!
When I was four, I knocked at the door the day I went to sea. I jumped aboard a pirate ship and the captain said to me,
Have we lost those pirates, Suki? Oh,
they're getting further and further away.
Oh, phew! It's time now to sing verse 4. That's the final verse of our song. And this time, when you sing the chorus, sway one way when you sing, we're going this way. Sway the other way when you sing, that way. Sway forwards when you sing, forwards and backwards when you sing, and backwards, that's the life for me. So, ready to try this? Let's sing verse 4 and the chorus. Ready?
When I was four, I knocked at the door the day I went to sea. I jumped aboard a pirate ship and the captain said,
We've reached the Jolly Jack.
Yeah.
Up you get, Suki.
Oh, thanks, Nigel.
Aha, me beauties. Did you bring back the treasure?
We did, Captain.
Here it is.
Come on, then. Let's take a peek. Socks?
Smelly socks.
They're the pirate socks. This must be where they keep their dirty washing.
Socks? Socks?